Pip and Chuck were spying on birds from their treehouse when Dad called.
Pip! Chuck! It's room time!
No!
But we're spying on the crows!
You can use my binoculars in your room, but you need to be careful, okay?
Okay.
We'll be really careful.
They brought the binoculars to their room and Dad set the alarm. He closed the door, just like he did every day during...
Room time! Sleep. Room time, waiting for the beep. Pip and Chuck will fly and crawl and leap. Room time.
Get on the bed to see better, Chuck. There's a hawk.
Ooh, big bird. Noculus, mate.
Okay, you can use them, but don't drop them. They're Dad's.
Pip handed Chuck the binoculars, but he dropped them, and they fell under the bed.
Oops.
Aw, Chuck. I'll get them.
Pip looked under the bed, but couldn't see the binoculars anywhere.
Where are they?
Octopus!
What?
Pip looked up to see a giant octopus tentacle coming out of their ceiling fan. The tentacle was wrapped around Dad's binoculars.
No.
The tentacle disappeared into the ceiling where their fan used to be. A silver staircase slowly came down.
We have to get the binoculars back, Chuck.
Chuck was already climbing the stairs, so Pip followed him up. At the top of the stairs, they came into a big round room that had one chair in the middle. Sitting in the chair was a creature they had never seen before. It had a round body like a ball and two heads with big green eyes.
Hello?
Both heads smiled at her.
Hello, little earthlings.
You are right in time for the middle ring act.
What's that? We're looking for our dad's binoculars.
You won't need those to see this act, believe me.
It is the largest act at the Space Circus.
We've never been to a circus!
Yay! Come, right this way, you can sit on the front row!
Pip and Chuck walked where the two-headed ringmaster had pointed. They went through a silver curtain and entered an even larger room with hundreds of chairs. They sat on the front row behind a huge window. The ringmaster rolled out onto the stage.
Welcome to the Space Circus!
We have a spectacular show for you about to start!
Are you ready?
Yes!
Do they sound ready to you?
No, hardly!
We can't hear you!
I said,
are you ready?
Pip and Chuck turned around, and the chairs were all filled with creatures making all kinds of interesting sounds. Where had they all come from?
We have yaks from Europa who skate on the ice.
Callisto crawlers who never see light.
Ganymede grackles with marvelous features. But we've never had the honor of Earth creatures.
Reptiles from Rhea with their lengthy legs.
Marsupials from Methone who hatch from blue eggs.
Tubeworms of Titan who swim down below.
You're the first Earthlings to come to our show. Introducing the high-flying elephantinas!
Five giant elephants dressed in astronaut suits stomped onto the stage. The wall behind the elephants opened and they floated out into space and began to do flips and leaps.
It's like they're flying!
more elephants floated out, and they put their trunks together to make a giant star shape that spun around in space. A baby elephant spun in the middle of the star.
The baby is so cute!
The elephants finally came back to the floor, and the walls behind them closed. The crowd went wild!
Yay! Woo!
We will have another act in one galactic hour!
Until then, enjoy the games and refreshments!
Pip and Chuck held hands and followed the crowd out of the great room. There were big round bubbles all around, and the aliens were walking right into them.
Come over here, Chuck.
Pip touched the bubble and her hand went inside. She and Chuck stepped through the bubble wall.
Popcorn!
The inside of the bubble smelled like popcorn, but where was it coming from? Pip and Chuck felt their feet coming off the ground.
Whoa! We are floating!
Floating all around them were shiny pieces of popcorn that glowed bright as stars. Chuck grabbed one and put it in his mouth.
Popcorn!
Actually, it's starcorn!
Oh, hello!
A tiny furry orange creature had spoken, and as it turned around, Pip saw that it had three eyes, one mouth, and a bunch of furry arms.
I'm Pip. This is Chuck. We've never had starcorn before. What is it?
I am a fiefum. Starcorn is made from stars that have exploded. When they explode, the starcorn is left behind and we fiefum collect them.
It tastes just like popcorn from our world.
Pip looked down and her fingers were glowing with stardust. The more they ate, the shinier they became. They floated around until they couldn't eat any more.
Come on, Chuck. We have to find Dad's binoculars. Thank you for the starcorn.
They floated out of the bubble and looked in the others for a creature with large tentacles. Finally, Pip saw something.
Come in here, Chuck. I think I see it.
They walked into the bubble and saw a creature with tentacles just like the one that grabbed Dad's binoculars in their room.
Hello. I think you have something that belongs to our dad.
The tentacled creature made a low rumbling noise.
I can't understand you.
The creature pointed a tentacle at a table that had a bunch of silver cups turned upside down.
I play.
Play what?
Ball.
Chuck was right. The creature showed them a blue ball, then placed it under the cups.
Oh, do we have to guess which cup the ball is under?
The cups started to move around with the tentacles. Then the creature began to juggle the cups in the air.
But we'll never guess which one. That's too hard.
The creature put the cups back down on the table and waited.
It's impossible.
That one.
It slowly lifted the cup that Chuck had pointed to, and the blue ball was in the cup.
Hero, hero!
We won! Chuck, you did it!
The creature pointed at a wall filled with prizes, and right in the middle were Dad's binoculars.
Binoculars!
The creature handed Chuck the binoculars, and Pip and Chuck went out of the bubble.
Dad's binoculars back, so I guess we should go home.
They went back into the round room where the elephantinas performed and heard a very sad, very loud crying. One of the elephantinas was upset, and the ringmaster was rolling all around the room, both heads talking.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Where could he have gone?
What's wrong?
The baby elephantina has disappeared.
We can't find him anywhere in the circus.
A poor little baby. We'll help you look.
Pip and Chuck ran through the circus looking in all the bubbles. They saw more games and snacks and some very unusual creatures, but there was no sign of the baby elephant. Then Chuck had an idea.
Binoculars.
The binoculars? Why?
Chuck walked out to a window that looked into starry space. He lifted the binoculars, then pointed.
Baby! Baby Dan!
Hero! Hero!
The ringmaster looked out the window.
You are right! There he is!
How did he get outside?
How should I know? You were supposed to lock the door!
We don't have any hands!
Ah, well, at least we found him.
The mama elephant floated out to the stars and grabbed the baby elephant, who was happily doing flips over the moon. They came safely back into the ship.
We can't thank you enough, and they are back in time for the next act.
It was Chuck's idea to use the binoculars.
The mama elephant gave Chuck a squeeze with her trunk, and the baby elephant ran in circles around everyone.
Well, we have to get back home to our dad now. Thanks for letting us come to your space circus. It was amazing.
Come again, anytime.
Maybe next time you can join the Elephantinas on stage.
That sounds great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Pip and Chuck climbed onto the silver staircase, and it lowered them down into their bedroom. The staircase went back up, and their fan was once again where it was supposed to be.
Room time's over. You guys ready for some lunch?
Yes!
Binoculars.
Chuck, thank you so much for taking care of my binoculars. Huh, there's a little something on them. Let me just wipe these off, and then we can go outside for a picnic.
As Dad wiped them off, Pip thought the something on them looked a little like stardust.
We have voices by Bethany, who wrote the scripts. Alien noises by Chuck and Pip. Editing by Ben, who wrote all the tunes. And please wear a helmet if you go to the moon. Oh, please wear a helmet if you go to the moon. Oh, moon, dee ba 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 ba, yeah. Dappity doopity dit, no bow.